the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. P.J. Barden is my name. We're just going to play a piece now. You'll hear the audio. It's an audio and video of Jeremy Clarkson, a piece from the Grand Tour, 1.5 minutes. And listen to the statistics he's calling out about what the Chinese have done with their roads since 1998. It's coming up now, is it? Okay.
James and I got back onto what is fast becoming the eighth wonder of the world. China's road network. In 1988, China had no motorways at all. And now, 30 years later, it has 84,000 miles of them. That's more than any other country in the world. They're only just getting into their stride. Since 2011, they've been building 6,000 miles of motorway every year. 6,000 miles a year! It beggars belief, and it's not like the terrain is easy. Here, though, there ain't no mountain high enough, and there ain't no valley low enough to stop them. This bridge, for example, is 34 miles long. And then there's this one, the Douge Beipanjian Bridge. You could fit the London Shard underneath it, twice over. I'm telling you, in Britain, we're doomed. We're doomed.
Very good, yeah. It's a very short extract, but whoa, the figures there. Whoa. No motorways up to 1998. They now have, what, 60,000 miles? If I hear it right, and they're willing 6,000 miles a year. There isn't 6,000 miles of motorway in Britain. I think there may be in total, there might be. That's been over since 1965. Over, what's that, 460 years. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. And I was saying to Ken at the break there, the Chinese are planning a railway connecting with a European railway, a Russian railway, right up through China, right up to the Arctic, across into Alaska by bridges, to get permission, and down the west coast of America. That's what they have their next plan to do. But they want to sort out the trade deals with Trump before they do that. But wow, just came across that. I'm sending that video to John Stepler. He was saying he's now connected with the BBC, and he has all the episodes of Top Gear, the Top Gear that Clarkson, May, and Hammond did. The current Top Gear is rubbish that the BBC do, but they lost all their talent totally. Not only did they lose Clarkson, May, Hammond, and Andy Willman, they lost all their tech staff to Clarkson as well, who know how to fly these drones. You saw it there, Ken saw it. These spectacular drones for filming, which takes a lot of skill. And Clarkson, in an interview recently, was saying when the technical team would send stuff back to HQ, they'd just get thanks, yeah, we got that. And then they'd go into the studio and an editing bench, and they'd edit and cut the program, and then do the program from Guildford, the aircraft hangar. And before they sacked Clarkson, which destroyed the program, and they walked. I'll tell you this story. The BBC ticket unit has thousands and thousands of people looking for tickets for shows. And you can apply and get a ticket free of charge. You can go to the Top Gear, presenting of the program on the Sunday. All the rest is film stuff, the show. And there's 3,000 people, I think, that aircraft hangar holds. And up to the point they sacked Clarkson, etc., they didn't think the others would walk with them, which was stupid. The waiting time, wait to hear this, wait for it, the waiting time for tickets for Top Gear was 18 years. The most successful television show in television history. So I was saying to John the other day, that was a $300 million mistake based on two words, political correctness, because Jeremy Clarkson, he used to swear the other word, because he sang the rhyme, "Eeny, meeny, miny, moe," but which way to get across a wood bridge in Africa or something. That wasn't correct at all. And also the final thing is, they've been filming for 18 hours in Yorkshire when they, and the junior producer, which was in charge of the hotel and food, they had no food at eight, after 18-hour day. So Bob Clarkson punched him on the shoulder just. And, it was like murder. So that's what ended Top Gear, based on political correctness crap. Some guy called Oisin, somebody, a producer, an Irish guy, actually, but I would have laid into him for that. The guy, the producer. But there you are. We get legislation being put through Parliament based on rumour nowadays. That's how sick it is. And Paul Craig Roberts writes about that. And John Whitehead, I have a few of his articles here. There's so much stuff, I probably should marshal them and organise them better. But just reading this piece about Bill Gates pursuing a plan to carry out planetary genocide under the guise of halting climate change. And Mike Adams is getting his teeth into this article. And he's saying SCOPEX, S-C-O-P-E-X, is an acronym for Stratoscopic Controlled Perturbation Experiment. Wow. And it's the name of the new Bill Gates-funded global genocide experiment designed to eliminate most living humans by collapsing the biosphere. The dangerous SCOPEX plan, which is being masterminded by mad scientists at Harvard, falls right in line with the genocidal dreams of the communist democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who recently announced his endorsement for expanding mass abortions across the third world nations in order to achieve accelerated depopulation of brown and black people. This is Bernie Sanders, supposedly working for the working class. Both SCOPEX and Bernie Sanders' eugenics population control scheme are being packaged under the label of halting climate change. Isn't that amazing what they can get in on that? A false manufactured crisis invented by globalists to spread mass hysteria and convince the people of the world to surrender all remaining liberties. Oh, yeah, that's what we've been asked to do. And they'll be gone if we don't protect them. This is not the crackpot plan of a garden shed inventor, writes the UK Daily Mail. The project has been funded by billionaires and Microsoft founder Bill Gates and pioneered by Harvard University. Tremendous. Well, I'll continue this article. Just a quick word. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, PJ. Hello.
Boy,
you can't get any more optimistic than that, can you? A guy that made an operating system that everybody uses but nobody really likes. So his idea of getting back to destroy the world.
Even the spell checker on Microsoft is the worst one in the world. And as soon as I get through this computer, I'm going back to Linux. But
that's going to be my next step. I'm not doing any more Windows after that. I'm still on XP. I want to make a comment about the China. Mm-hmm. Are these roads that they have? They probably look beautiful and they're breathtaking. Does anybody actually travel on them? Because the average road here, no matter how well you pave it, lasts about 5 years, and it gets all potholes in it.
Oh yeah. Oh no. The Chinese know how to build roads that will last, and the spectacular video we called out there, the Grand Tour China's road system, whatever it is. It's a 1.75-minute outtake, but it's spectacular. Wow, go into the search box of YouTube and pull it up.
Sure.
It's breathtaking to see. I mean, and then the statistics he's calling out. They had no motorways up to 1998. They now have something like 60,000 miles, and they're building 6,000 miles a year over a very difficult terrain. I mean, forget it. And they're talking about having an epileptic fit in America about repairing the infrastructure, not building new stuff, repairing bridges and that, and also the grid that could be hit with an EMF attack is not hardened, right?
Well, so I'm wondering if do you have any pictures of anybody actually traveling on these roads, or is it like all the empty cities they've been building?
I'll tell you now, just for you and people listening. I have it. Bump, the Grand Tour. This is what you want to go and look at. This is the title now. Well, listen, the Grand Tour / China's road network. Right, go into that,
okay.
and you'll see what I'm talking about. Right, I wouldn't know the figures of that, but that'll do it for you, okay?
All right. Okay. Good night.
Okay, thank you. The Grand Tour China's Road Network. Yeah, I did get that right. But shocking. We're in the middle of this article about Mike Adams highlighting quite correctly. It's multiple attacks on us from all sources. And again, Donald Trump fiddling with the edges. I think I've just totally written him off. As I said, it's bad enough dealing with sociopaths and psychopath personalities who run the world, but he is a 100% narcissistic. I was never too agenda up on that. We're watching him now and reading up stuff. He is a classic narcissistic personality who is highly dangerous. Highly dangerous. Gullible as a child. But this is not, they're saying, recreating massive volcano eruptions that caused a global collapse of food crops. So the SCOPEX project seeks to replicate the effects of an apocalyptic volcano disaster, such as the 1815 eruption of Mount Tambora, which ejected so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that it produced what was called the year without a summer. Well, the nuclear winter, they call it. Food crops failed across the planet, leading to mass starvation and disease. This is what Bill Gates and today's mad scientists are working to replicate through artificial means. And yes, it's all about unleashing mass starvation, genocide, and depopulation on a global scale. Well, if they don't prepare, and it's a bit late to start preparing government-wise, but what David Dubin is highlighting, and we're already in it, it has started. We don't prepare for the grand solar minimum and get rid of 5G, which is absolutely, as I say, a military weapon, and smart meters and LED lighting, and prepare for food production, we won't have a society. As McAfee says, we've got an EMF attack, we're done. He said you'd be living in a cave with a bearskin if you know how to hunt. Otherwise, you're dead. And then if the power grid goes down, that's it. 75% of the population will be gone in 2 years. He said the mechanism by which this is achieved, they're talking about this, these attacks to reduce the population, what I call, I'm burping something shocking today. This is what Bill Gates is investing his money in, total genocide. The mechanism by which this is achieved is rather straightforward. By ejecting millions of tons of particulate matter, i.e. pollution, into the stratosphere, a measurable amount of sunlight is blocked and prevented from reaching the surface of the Earth, where plants grow. All plants need sunlight and carbon dioxide for photosynthesis. So reducing sunlight, even a little, would devastate plant-based food webs, food crops, and ecosystems across the planet. Because marine ecosystems also depend on the photosynthesis that takes place in photoplankton, the pillar of marine food webs, such as ocean life as we know it today, would be also collapse, leading to a cascading ecological nightmare that would destroy global food supplies and lead to the mass starvation of humans, land animals, and sea creatures. And Adams goes on to say, we aren't the only ones concerned about the implications of planetary-scale geoengineering and deliberate mass pollution of the skies. Even the UK Daily Mail admits the project generates fears that it could trigger a disastrous series of chain reactions, creating climate havoc in the form of serious droughts and hurricanes, and bring death to millions of people around the world. The Mail continues. One fear that is spreading dust into the atmosphere may damage the ozone layer and that protects us from hazardous ultraviolet radiation. And just to tell you, my colleague Mark Steele, who I've met and at his lectures, and he's coming on here soon, has said that ultraviolet, he wears these protective glasses all the time, day and night. He said ultraviolet radiation outside is massively increased the last 5 years, massively increased because of damage to the ozone layer from all sorts of situations. And he said, and the LED lighting, as I say, smart meters and 5G is going to kill us. Climatologists are also concerned that such tinkering could unintentionally disrupt the circulation of ocean currents that regulate our weather. This itself could unleash a global outbreak of extreme climatic events that might devastate farmland, wipe out entire species, and foster disease epidemics. This dream fix, fix of destruction, seems to have plenty of potential to become a global nightmare. And said, no, he goes on to say, Adams, note that this is all being deliberately rolled out in the name of climate change, which has become the cry of genocidal maniacs like Bill Gates, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. People who know openly, who now openly talk about global scale eugenics and depopulation as the only way to save the planet. Warren even claims that humanity only has 11 years remaining, as if she'd know, she has enough bull's notion about anything. Has only 11 years remaining on the planet Earth before a climate apocalypse destroy. See, 11 years, that's like two terms in the Senate. This is, she'd have enough money then to bugger off and do something else. Yeah. So they use this fabricated fear to justify mass murder, essentially telling the world that billions of humans are going to have to die in order to prevent the planet from collapsing. Yet the real collapse is being engineered by these same people who actively seek to carry out the plan scale genocide. It's like the fake news thing. The BBC have now joined up with Facebook and Google and Twitter. They announced on their own bulletins there yesterday to deal with this problem of fake news. Well, they are the biggest fake news providers in the world with the American media. And they do largely it by censorship. And Adams goes on to say, if successful, they will kill 1,000 times more people than the Holocaust. We're talking about 6 billion humans being annihilated by globalists, all in the name of saving the planet. It's difficult to out Hitler, but Bill Gates may soon go down in history as the man who spearheaded the global pollution program that murdered 6 billion people, all in the name of caring about the environment, of course. Oh, yeah. No longer, this is the nursery rhyme they put with it. No longer a theory, these programs are funded and being rolled out right now. Said in the last few paragraphs, he says, it is no longer a conspiracy theory that the world's political and science leaders want to mass murder humanity. It's now admitted and right out in the open. The experiments are already funded and underway at this very moment. All voices of reason who are sounding the alarm on this issue are censored, silenced, deplatformed, and ridiculed. Yet the experiments are underway right now to systematically pollute the atmosphere. Now, thanks to the lunacy of the climate change cult, the goal is to pollute the planet and block the sun, then collapse the global food webs and starve billions of people. Yeah, sure. This is beyond geoengineering. It's actually transforming, as I have explained in the previous articles. Watch my exclusive video explaining all this and share everything you can. Giving the reference to Brighteon.com. He said, I'll be discussing this global eugenics agenda in greater detail in the upcoming live event in Branson, Missouri. I think John Saffron is going to that with Finelli, as far as I know. The event, a small footnote, poor old Boxcar Willie, he's buried in Branson, Missouri, where he died. And he died for the lack of good medical treatment, by the way. The event is produced by Gen6.com. That's the Branson, Missouri event, which also sells live streaming access to watch all the speakers spanning 3 days. My talks focus on terraforming the agenda and the globalist plan to eliminate most human beings from the planet Earth, preparing Earth for what I call post-human era. Well, the other low-life creatures we have in Britain here, a civilian organization called Common Purpose, is as picking leaders for the post-democratic era, right? And they're vile disruptors in the National Health Service and the local authorities. Common Purpose. And Brian Gerrish of the UK Column, that's the British equivalent of the Patriot Movement here, has been fighting them for 15 years and exposing them for what they are. And Fitton, what's that? Trump, Justice Department, fighting to protect Hillary Clinton and shield her emails from discovery. I wish they'd start talking about those freaking emails. How about the body count and the paedophile money and the stealing of the money from Haiti and all the rest of it, and dozens of crime by a practicing Satanist, Hillary Clinton. And this is natural news. If you still wondered whether the deep state, who's writing this article, J.D. Hayes, wondered whether the deep state was a real thing, and that other that our various government agencies and institutions are populated with careerists hell bent on protecting their own power and influence. This story should convince you. He said, "Is there, if there has been one organization dedicated to getting to the very bottom of various scandals committed during the Obama administration, especially Spygate, which involved a coup attempt against a sitting duly elected president, i.e., it's Judicial Watch, headed by Tom Fitton, the government watchdog group long serving President J.W., has produced more evidence and exposed more corruption and wrongdoing over the past 2 years than any branch of the federal government. But the organization has had to fight tooth and nail for every bit of progress, every scrap of evidence and every small detail by the same deep state that protected Barack Obama and his band of criminal psychopaths. Only now it's being run by Donald Trump, or rather it's supposed to be, but nothing's changed." In a video posted online this week, Fitton noted that Attorney General William Barr and Justice Department continue to block legitimate document requests and even court orders so it can keep evidence implicating the most criminally investigated president's contender ever, Hillary Clinton, from being implicated in illegal activities and even charged. Fitton, again, this investigator, said that J.W. was in court last week trying to get additional discovery on ongoing cases per the court's instructions, and who was there fighting us, the Justice Department protecting Hillary Clinton on her emails and Benghazi, he said, a reference to the September 11, 2012 attack on a U.S. consulate in Libya that left three American operatives and a U.S. ambassador, Chris Stevens, dead. So last week, the Justice Department, in the protecting Hillary Clinton, this week the Justice Department has confirmed that it had given the fired FBI Director James Comey a get-out-of-jail card. Fitton said, "Do you share my concerns?" There's a new leadership of the DOJ, isn't there? No, there isn't. The same bunch of scum running. Thankfully, he noted, in this case, the court did grant J.W. The discovery motion it requested, just as the organization's lawyers have spent months interviewing more than 12 witnesses to give new information regarding Clinton's criminal mishandling of classified emails. Again, they keep going on about these proxy emails. "We had more questions as a result of those interviews, so we wanted more discovery," blah, blah, blah. But then again, they're not going on. I don't see any mention here of this guy talking about the body count and Pizzagate and the cash to play, what do you call it, pay to play, and etc. But people go into this, wade into this subject, and then don't really get to the serious stuff. But here's a good news story, I suppose. Google, YouTube forced to pay $170 million fine for illegally monitoring children online. Well, this is the first cousin of what Netflix are doing with children. And it's Matagoras writing this article. It's pretty good. This says, as YouTube, Google, and Twitter crack down on peaceful channels, censor alternative media, and allow child exploitation videos to flourish, the Federal Trade Commission has slapped the tech giant with a $170 million fine and other sanctions for unscrupulously and illegally tracking children. The fine was a result of a lawsuit against the company for violating the rights of children under 13 years of age by tracking them online without their parents' consent. As Politico reports, under the consent decree, YouTube will require users to self-identify whether videos they upload are meant for children, obtain parental consent, I don't know how you'd enforce that, before collecting personal information about kids, and provide its employees with annual training on how to comply with children's privacy laws. Children shouldn't be left near the internet and their teenagers and then with restrictions. Google and YouTube have also agreed to no longer use personal data. How did they enforce that? Previously collected from kids, YouTube will pay $34 million of the $170 million fine to New York. Okay. This settlement achieves a significant victory for the millions of parents whose children watch child content on YouTube. Republican FTC Chairman Joe Simmons and fellow GOP Commissioner Christine Wilson said in a joint statement, it also sends a strong message to children's content providers and platforms. Strong message. I'm waiting for this poxy phrase to be used. Lessons will be learned and never learned. During the lawsuit, YouTube made it clear that their platform is not intended for children, even pointing out in their terms of service. However, the New York Attorney General's office said it found evidence that a well-known YouTube channel repeatedly informed Google that their videos were meant to target children under the age of 13. Google and YouTube knowingly and illegally monitored, tracked, and served targeted ads to young children just to keep advertising dollars rolling in. New York AG Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, said in a statement, these companies put children at risk and abuse their power, which is why we're imposing major reforms to their practices and many making them pay one of the largest settlements for a filed private matter in U.S. history. The lawsuit is certainly a landmark and could pave the way for more. As TFTP reported last year, New Mexico filed a lawsuit against them and several app developers for illegally collecting data from children under the age of 13. Trying to remember who TFTP is, okay. The lawsuit, according to UPI, the New Mexico Attorney General Baldera said last year the companies were violating the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Act, COPPA, a federal law, by collecting and selling data on children. These apps can track where children live, play, and go to school with incredible precision. Well, John McAfee was explaining how dangerous apps are last week on this program, on the piece we played. Baldera said of the insidious practice, these multi-million dollar tech companies partnering with app developers are taking advantage of New Mexican children and the unacceptable risk of data breach and access from third parties who seek to exploit and harm our children will not be tolerated in New Mexico. But doing it state to state is a joke. Tiny Lab Productions MoPub app. Well, they're naming all these apps, AirServe, Movie, all the rest of them. The lawsuit continues on the heels of a study that showed over 6,000 apps violate COPPA regulations, 6,000 different branded apps. As the Free Thought Project reported last year, YouTube was already found to be in violation of this COPPA Act, etc., etc., etc. But it goes on to say who the different organizations are fighting it. But YouTube and Netflix, absolutely vile organizations who don't give a toss about anybody, man, woman, or child. Woo, shocking. Another story, yeah. Bernie Sanders wants to exterminate the surplus human population. But why isn't he the surplus? Just reading a few headers of articles coming up. Natural remedy for trash. Could plastic eating mushrooms clean up our landfills? They now have a thing the correct strain of jellyfish can eat up the plastic in the oceans. It's a story. It's maybe in this pile today. But anyway, we'll go to the bottom of the hour break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break of the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. E.J. Barden is my name, and we're reading out, again, the horror stories of what's being dished up to us by government and the multinationals, which are in league. And this thing of the Bill Gates a while back there, investing in genocide, basically, and he giving interviews and walking around as a free man. I mean, what kind of frigging world do we live in? shocking. Even if it's, if we get away from this planned destruction, pictures of beaches here covered in absolute tons and tons of litter and rubbish and plastic showing up on beaches. It's all over the world. That oceans have become toxic to humans, rendering beachgoers unable to breathe. Isabel Z is writing this article, that in England, people heading to their local beaches in droves and to enjoy the bank holiday weekend on August 25th and say goodbye to summer in an unusual 92-degree heat. Yeah, we had a heat wave that heavy here. But many of them ended up seeing firsthand just how dangerous ocean pollution can be. Around 150 people got sick after going to beaches along the country's Essex coast, with 14 ending up in hospital. The beaches affected were Walton-on-the-Naze, Clacton and Frinton-on-Sea, according to the Met Office. It was the hottest August bank holiday weekend ever, and the BBC really jumped up and down for that one. Global warming, global warming. And the record-breaking temperatures inspired hundreds of families to pass their day on the beach. Well, the UV light of spending the day on the beach, you're going to get molds and cancer. And they said, no child should go out without a hat and go out in the sunshine, but sit in the shade. Shocking. Beachgoers experience symptoms such as troubled breathing, burning eyes and noses, coughing and vomiting, with the first reports rolling in around 2 p.m. in the afternoon. One woman said her twin daughters were left gasping for breath, reporting that breathing in was painful. One of them, that was some chemical that was probably dumped out of a tanker, a super tanker. One of them couldn't even speak. Moving further away from the beach seemed to be to lessen the symptoms somewhat, but they sought medical treatment nevertheless. Countless children were even coughing as they emerged from the water, and beach patrols came to tape off some areas. Emergency crews and ambulances rushed to the seafront to assist those who were affected. The BBC did cover this on the news bulletins that day. Although no one has gotten sick since the initial outbreak, beachgoers have been advised to avoid the water as the investigation into the cause of the illness continues. Some of the beachgoers have stated that they saw a haze in the air and recalled smelling fumes. The cause of the illness is not yet known. Water samples were collected for testing and the results are pending. Rumors circulate that a fuel spillage from a boat was to blame, but the country's Marine Maritime and Coastal Agency has not found any evidence of such a spill. Of course it was. If these super tankers cleaning out their tanks when they're empty, that's most likely what it was. A spokesman from the Tendring District Council, somewhere in the south of England, we are aware of a number of speculated causes ranging from algae to fuel spillage and a spike in pollution and ozone levels. And we would reassure the public, we have looked into a whole range of possibilities. However, it is not possible we will never know what caused the incident, etc. But we have lots of those incidents in beaches around Britain this year. But the hot weather probably exacerbated the problem. But just on the same kind of line, five surprising scientific facts about the Earth's climate. And this is written by the general team of news editors of Natural News, and they have them listed here. And they are saying, on the weekend of August 10, 11, as if in chorus, major online news websites called on people to stop consuming meat. The calls echoed a recent United Nations report that recommended doing so to fight climate change. And they said it surprised many, but there are more surprising facts about climate change that are hardly ever published in our everyday news media. Below are some of the facts scientifically recognized and published in peer-reviewed journals that may raise your eyebrows. Very good. And I think they are running here. Number one, two, I think it's seven. Yeah, four, the next page. We've got five here. How many did they say on the front page? Okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah. They say, number one, climate has always changed. Always. All proxy temperature data sets reveal that they have been cyclical changes in climate in the past 10 years. There is not a single climate scientist who denies the well-established fact. It doesn't matter that your position on the causes and magnitude of danger or not of current climate change is, there they are, and have to be on board on this one. Climate has always changed, and it has changed in both directions, hot and cold. Until at least the 17th century, all these changes occurred when almost all humans were hunters, gatherers, etc. Well, the people, climate and climate changes and weather changes all the time. And our friend Dubine lays that out very clearly. Temperature increases in the past was not caused by humans. Correct. Industrialization did not happen until the 17th century. Therefore, no prior changes in climate were driven by human emissions of carbon dioxide. In the last 2,000 years alone, global temperatures rose at least twice, and in the first and 10th centuries, to levels very, very similar to today's. And neither of these warm periods were caused by humans. Number two, that is. Number three, the Arctic and the Antarctic are doing better than ever. Absolutely. Yes, you read that right. The 10,000-year Holocene, paleontology records reveal that both the Arctic and the Antarctic are in some of their healthiest states. The only better period for the poles was the 17th century, during the Little Ice Age. We're heading back into that now. When the ice mass levels were higher than today, for the largest part of 10,000 years, the ice mass levels were lower than today. Despite huge losses in recent decades, ice mass levels are at or near their historic highs. Excuse me. Number four, polar bears and other species are not dying but flourishing. I was saying that at the beginning of the program. If you paid it, and if you saw this cretin, David Shuckman, who does these reports from the Arctic, traveling around the world in style, I'm sure, for the BBC, he's forever saying the direct opposite, and that the hottest year for this and the lowest ice belts, crap. If you paid attention to the previous fact, then the following one was not hard to understand. Polar bears, often used as a symbol of climate doomsday, are one of the key species in the Arctic. Contrary to the hype surrounding their extinction fear, the population numbers have actually increased in the past two decades. Last year, the Canadian government considered increasing polar bear killing quotas as their increasing number posed a threat to the Inuit communities living in the Nunavut area of northern Canada. The increase in population size flies in the face of those who continue to claim otherwise in the popular news media. And it's not just the polar bears in the Arctic. Other critical species elsewhere, like tigers, are also making a comeback. And number five, carbon dioxide is not a temperature control knob. While most of the current climatologists who collaborate with the United Nations believe anthropogenic CO2 emissions have exacerbated natural warming in recent years, there's no empirical proof to support their claim. The only way to test it would be to wait and see if their assumptions come true. The entire climate fraternity was in for a surprise when global temperatures between 2000 and 2016 failed to rise to an anticipated level by the climate alarmists. The scientists assumed that rising CO2 emissions from human activity would result in rapid rise in temperature, but they are wrong. He said that proved that the atmospheric CO2 concentrations are not the primary factor controlling global temperature. Consideration of a much longer period, 10,000 years or more, suggests that CO2 has had no significant role in temperature increases. CO2 never was the temperature control knob. It's the other way around. It would be innate and naive not to acknowledge this blatant lopsided reporting on our news. Not lopsided, it's barefaced lying. These are some of the many climate facts that the media refuses to acknowledge, like the impending solar minimum that NASA has predicted for the next two solar cycles between 2021 and 2041. Well, it's 2015 to 2045, as Dubai is able to prove, and it may be longer, ushering in a period of global cooling that it did during the solar minimum in the 17th century. Well, the BBC and NASA and all these organizations have been pushing global warming for the last 10 years non-stop. And now the evidence is so strong that NASA are having to turn around and crawl off that rock of lies that they were telling. He said there are other facts that run contrary to the popular belief, such that there has been no increase in the frequency or intensity of floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, droughts, or other extreme weather events, even though they've had very severe ones in the Midwest, but that looks like that was created through cloud seeding. Even the UN's intergovernmental Even the UN's intergovernmental panel on climate change, the IPCC, the UNICCC in Norwich, reported low confidence that global warming, man-made or not, was driving increases in extreme weathers. the list is endless. It would be it'd be naive not to acknowledge this blatant and lopsided reporting in the news media. Well, there's such a warfare going on, and sustainability and all the rest of it. That great phrase, I did a sustainability piece a year ago, the UN Agenda 21, all based on the word sustainability, like we must live in micro apartments and cities, we must rewild the landscape. Well, there'll be no bloody food then, you see. Oh dear, 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 shocking. and coming on to that thing on environmental and health things, 7 reasons why you should always get enough vitamin D. Well, you have to stay out of direct sunlight. The ultraviolet light is very dangerous. And people like me who are indoors an awful lot doing this kind of work here, I do take vitamin D capsules. But the amounts they've been recommending for years are crawlingly low. It has to be 10,000 IU, that measurement, 5 of those capsules a day. And the same with vitamin C. The farm industry was finagled doctors into giving very low doses of vitamin C, etc., which was totally pushing people into taking other drugs and tablets as well. And at one stage, about 12 or 15 years ago, I remember they were trying to make a blatant move to put aspirin on prescription. Aspirin. But garlic is far better, by the way. Garlic is, every man, I think, grown man, should take 5 cloves of garlic a day for the heart. They're not taking up extendivite. But there's a vitamin D is a unique kind of vitamin that does not act in the same way as other vitamins. Instead, it acts more like a hormone that is naturally produced by your body. It is known as the sunshine vitamin because you normally get this vitamin from your skin's exposure to sunlight. And the way it works is that when over the age of 55, they say your body doesn't take it in hardly at all, even in sunlight. The way it works is that the sun beams down strong ultraviolet, that's dangerous stuff, UVB rays when it shines during the day. I was talking to Mark Steele about this. When these rays interact with the cholesterol in your skin cells, this provides the energy for vitamin D synthesis to occur. If you happen to live in an area that is far from the equator, or if you spend a lot of time indoors, you might not get enough vitamin D. Well, that's us up here at 53 to 60 degrees north. If you aren't careful, this could potentially put you at risk of vitamin D deficiency, which can be a cause of concern because vitamin D is essential for optimal health. And they're giving 7 reasons. I'll try and go through them here. There are short reasons. 7 reasons why your body needs vitamin D as an extra. As I say, optimize your overall health and well-being with vitamin D. Here are some of the benefits. Christina Payne is writing this for Natural News, so I'll take it as correct. Vitamin D supports healthy bones. Your bones need calcium and phosphate. Vitamin D supports your body's natural absorption. 2, vitamin D supports healthy immune systems. The vitamin is well known to help strengthen the immune system and facilitate its normal functions. 3, vitamin D balances and uplifts mood. I don't know. Maybe it does. Vitamin D has a tremendous effect on supporting positive mood. That's a new one on me. Vitamin D supports optimal health of children. Sure, and vitamin D, well, the food supply is so crap and devoid of vitamins and minerals. Vitamin D supports optimal health during pregnancy for women, etc. That was 5. And 6 and 7, vitamin D supports a healthy respiratory system. Studies suggest that higher levels of vitamin D are associated with healthy lung and respiratory function. Well, I wouldn't think it, I take it, considering the amount of coughing I'm doing today. Vitamin D supports healthy brain function. And vitamin D regulates the absorption of calcium, which supports healthy brains, etc., etc. Very good. I have also a massive amount of these, but I haven't time to read them out. Natural News website is stunning as regards health information. It is absolutely outstanding. All this. And there's talk about, again, this going back to this thing of people taking the flu jab for the winter. God help their sense. Eat properly and you don't need a flu jab. Which herbal medicine works against the flu? You think the flu was the Black Death. I mean, such absolute crap. A scientific review provides the answer. And Evangelina Rodriguez is writing this article for Natural News. Let's see how much she's getting in here. I hope she's not getting into too deep water here. Before the dawn of pharmaceuticals, people relied on medicinal plants to relieve symptoms of various ailments and improve overall health. today, herbal medicines are on the rise again with their powerful chemical components becoming the focus of interest of many scientific studies. Besides these being effective, these naturally occurring compounds cause very few adverse effects. Herbal medicines can be used for a variety of applications. Well, we know that as such. We were talking about the red deer velvet the other night with John Stapler for joints and knees. Okay, we'll go to this break near the top of the hour, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Coming back in for the last few minutes is the second hour of the Bard Report. Sorry, I should give out the phone number. If you have anything to add to this, it's 800-313-9443. And they're giving a very sensible list here, which is worth reading out. People, instead of people getting these cursed flu jabs, which are doing long-term damage or are absolutely useless, common herbal remedies that combat influenza-related colds and flu. And they give a list of 6 or 8, 9 herbs here. Fighting influenza virus naturally isn't an impossible task. There are many herbs commonly used in the kitchen that can alleviate symptoms of this viral infection. These medicinal herbs work well against influenza virus and can even shorten the duration of colds, flu. Here are some of the common herbs that you can use at home with influenza. And just before that, I only got flu once in my life, and that's because I was doing heavy work in a hot day and then drove home at night with the windows down in the car about 20 miles, which was totally stupid. But that wasn't a virus. That was from just breeze. I got a flu then. That was way back. But I've never really had the flu from a virus, and I eat normally. But the things they're going to name here, garlic, onion, ginger, sage, thyme, and cayenne. And they are and hawthorn berry. That's largely to the makeup of Extendivite, which Don Wiskin advertises. It's a sole operation in Canada producing that product. And we know that the results are spectacular. Not good, not great, really outstanding results, whatever the age group is, for the heart. But is it garlic has antiviral, antibiotic, antibacterial, and antiseptic properties. Garlic is a miracle product. And if people took, men just took 5 cloves of garlic a day, it does enormous help to the heart. Onion can alleviate coughs. Raw onion can keep the respiratory tract open. Those two that I eat every day. Ginger has an antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory properties. Sage, also called the mouth and throat plant. I see. Well, that's probably what I need. It's known for antiseptic properties. And thyme has antibacterial, antiviral, expectorant, and astringent properties. Can be used to treat respiratory infections. Sure, cayenne has analgesic, a lot of words here, and dysbiotic properties. It can be used to exfoliate and stimulate many parts of the body. Who's this Rodriguez writing this article? But those 5, garlic, onion, ginger, sage, thyme, and cayenne, you will not need to get a flu shot. But people have been programmed to think they need one. That's part of the propaganda. And these useful idiots in local authorities and GPs who are owned and run by Big Pharma just spouting this thing, did you get your flu shot? Go to hell. I mean, it's just appalling propaganda. The pimps of the pharmaceutical industry. Time and time again, they say, oh, well, we had the wrong vaccine this year, the wrong one last year, this one didn't work. It's the flu. It's not the Black Death. And it's just pure propaganda and lies. That's Peter Gotti, and I quote him again and again and again. Deadly medicine and organized crime. That is modern medicine in every way. But one article here, overtaxed. The middle class is being wiped out. New Jersey residents flee in droves. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break. And we do this article after the top of the hour. Okay.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.